We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school girls track and field. Some great performances for the CAM girls team so far this year. Head coach Luke Simons joins us now. And coach, Drake Wheelay's deadline is now passed. It looks like Ada Hansen will make it in the 400 hurdles. That'll be your lone event this year. What can you say about her and just getting that opportunity to run at the Blue Oval next week in this historic track meet?
Well, I would say at the beginning of the year, she made it a goal to make it in the 400 hurdles, and she accomplished that goal. So I'm very, very pleased, very, very happy for her. Just a tremendous worker, tremendous teammate, and for her to be able to go there and represent CAM for another year. I think we're on like year five or something like that, or year four in a row of having a CAM athlete, whether it's on the girls team or on the boys team, compete at the Drake Relays. And for being a little smaller school, I think that's really fun and exciting. So hopefully she can go up there next Saturday and lay down a really fast time.
Yeah. But, you know, you were competing Thursday night in the Charger Relays. Unfortunately, didn't get a chance to compete in all of your events because weather cut short. What were some of the other events that you felt like you would have liked to run or came close to maybe making it to that Drake Relay field?
Yeah, you know, they canceled it right after the 4x2s, the track meet, counted. But we had the 100 hurdles that we were going to give it a shot for and the 4x1, and so unfortunately, that's just the way the weather's working for us this year in Iowa.
Yeah. But there were a couple of good performances for you on Thursday. I mean, Ruthie Ridge stood out for me. I mean, she anchored the shuttle hurdle relay. Looks like you got a season PR there. She won the 100-meter dash as well and ran a 13.24 seconds. Not her best, but what do you like about that shuttle hurdle team there? It's kind of weird because you got Ada running first, but Ruthie's kind of in the anchor, and you haven't really shuffled that lineup around at all.
Yeah, we've tried to shuffle it a couple times, but the girls, they like their order. They've been doing it since junior high, and they're just very comfortable in their roles. So, yeah, Ada starts us off, gets us a good start. Brooklyn Steffen, she's up second. Then it comes Bailey Lillard, and then Ruthie, she's the anchor there. But, yeah, I'm very, very pleased. They wanted to hit that 111 mark. That's kind of been our goal, the school record. They're just a couple tenths off of. So, you know, we'll just keep working towards that. But yeah, Ruthie, she had a really good night, PR'd in the high jump, I believe by like 6 or 8 inches. So it was a really good night there. And, you know, then in the field events, they went 1 and 2, with Courtney Fulman and Lily Barber in the discus. And Courtney, she PR'd with like 1:18. So that was just really incredible. And then some of our relays early on, whether it was a sprint medley or a distance medley, we had girls in there running PRs for 400s. We had a PR in an 800 as well. So it was just a really good night of running until it got canceled.
Yeah. Yeah. You were kind of on a roll there. You wish it might have, maybe it would have been your night later on. It just, unfortunately, Mother Nature didn't cooperate. How do you feel about Courtney and Lily Barber in the throws, particularly in the discus? It seems like they just keep getting better and better a little bit by a little bit each and every meet, it looks like.
Yes. So their throw coach, Adam Wargens, he does a tremendous job. He's really, really good at his craft. He's a very positive individual, and he just works with those girls. Definitely gets the best out of them. But, yeah, just he keeps bringing that floor up. That's what he keeps telling them, like, hey, it might not have been our best day, but our throw – hey, we're now 96, or our worst today was 105. And just keep bringing that floor up and that expectation, and we're going to try to be our best there at districts and then hopefully get a couple to state.
So with the Drake Relays trying to qualify for that now behind you, what's the goal with your team now? What are you looking at the next goal is to prepare your team for the state track qualifying night. And what do you feel
start on Tuesday. We'll be in Atlantic. It's technically our home track meet. Atlantic lets us host one. So we'll try to put together a really good lineup, trying to score as many points, you know, bring home hopefully a ton of golds. And then kind of after that, we'll shift our focus towards conference and prepare for May 6th. Hopefully put together a lineup that can compete with Woodbine and Boyer Valley. And then, yeah, we'll try to finish out the season with districts in mind.
Yeah. The relays, we talked a little bit about the shuttle, but what are some of the other relays that you're confident in right now?
Oh, so we've had a pretty good success with our sprint medley, just off of a school record there. So we'll probably try to run that another time or two. And like our 4x1, they've done well. It's got one of the better times in state. I'd like to run a D-Med sometime. And, you know, and so these upcoming track meets, that will give us an opportunity to see what's best and what we can get narrowed down.
Very good. And so you have your home meet next week. And what else do you have coming up after that?
And then we'll have West Central Valley on Thursday. Unfortunately, it's looking like rain again, but we'll see.
Very good. Well, Luke, really appreciate your time, and certainly enjoy sending Ada to the Drake Relays, and best of luck to you, the rest of your girls on the track. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, and thank you for your coverage.
Luke Simmons, head coach for CAM Girls Track and Field, joining us here on KSOM.